Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our show, those tuning in through 92.3 FM. Let's welcome our good friends joining us online around the world, thanks to blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Have a great hour coming up for you guys this afternoon. We're going to kick things off by welcoming back recording artist Ricky Jarman. He's back with us to talk to us not only about the response to his newest single, Mi Amor, for those who may have missed the single last time on our show. He'll be introducing it for you guys here, as well as letting you guys know how you can stay in contact with him and also get the single as well. At the bottom of the hour, I'll be speaking with best-selling author Sharon Jenkins. She's making her first appearance on the program this year. We're going to be talking to her not only about her love of writing, but what it's been like for her to bring authors and individuals involved in the literary world together through her networking summit that's coming up next month. It's going to be held in Houston, Texas this year. She'll be filling you guys in on all the details about that. As I said, it's a great hour coming up, a great mixture of music and books this time. To get things started, though, we do have Ricky Jarman back on with us. Ricky, good afternoon to you, and welcome back to Conversations Live.
Hey, how's it going? I'm really glad to be here. I appreciate it.
Hey, glad to have you back on with us. You know, it's very unusual. Normally we don't have guests on a couple of times during the year, Ricky, but you have been really so busy, to be honest with you. We were glad to be able to have you back on, I think, to kind of catch our listeners up. Let's start with Mi Amor, because the last time that you were on the show, the single had not initially dropped yet. There was no video for it yet. Now the video has almost 70,000 views on it since its release, and, of course, people are able to get the single. What has it been like for you to see how people are responding to the song and also the video?
Oh, well, it's been awesome. You know, there's always that anticipation whenever you first release something new. You're wondering, you know, are people going to like it? And then, you know, how many people are really going to share it? And you know, things have really just been going so fantastic. We had the release party for it, and me and my live band actually performed at Hooligans, which is a very very popular venue here in Eastern North Carolina. And, you know, the video is on not only on YouTube, but it's also on Vevo, and it's also on...
Hello, Ricky, can you hear us?
Yeah, I'm here. How much did you get?
Okay, the last thing I heard, you were saying that it's not only on YouTube, but it's also on Vevo.
Okay, my apologies. It's not only on Vevo, but it's, you know, on YouTube and MTV.com, and it's just been a phenomenal experience so far, and we've had nothing but great feedback going on. So I hope it continues. We're going to continue with our marketing team to continue pushing it, and, you know, it's breaking through the internet radio and the college radio stations right now, and soon enough we're trying to push it on to the top 40 FM stations as well. So, yeah. You know, things are going great.
Well, Ricky, I think there's a lot that can be learned from you, and I hope that our listeners will kind of take this in, that this, your story to me is not just a music story. To me, it really is a story of pursuing a dream, pursuing a passion, and really going for it. Because, you know, I think, you know, you would agree with me, there's a lot of talented people out there, but not everybody is willing to go the distance. And I think that's what separates you from a lot of people. Would you agree with that? Would you agree that your passion has a lot to do with the way that not only people are able to hear about you, but also are continually able to enjoy your music?
Well, yeah, definitely. You know, first and foremost, I want to definitely tell you I appreciate your compliments. You know, my goal is totally to be a positive influence and a positive role model, especially to our younger generations of today. And, you know, I try to always do the very best that I can to live what I preach. And, you know, it has been a long road. There's been some bumps along the way, but there's been a lot of successes along the way. And so my personal goal is just to be able to let people know that, you know, what your dreams are can become a reality with hard work and perseverance. And so I'm just trying to work really hard and very grateful from the blessings that God has put in front of me so far, and I just hope it continues.
Yeah. You mentioned, of course, bumps. I think we all kind of know what that's like, Ricky. But what is it, do you think, in you that has kept you moving in spite of? Because you, some people, as you know, will hit a snag along their journey, whatever it might be, and that would just cause them to shut down. What is it that has kept you to be able to not only keep pushing, but to keep going higher? What is it that would you attribute that to?
Well, I would contribute it to a bunch of different things. One thing I would contribute it to is just, you know, the self-confidence that you have, knowing what you can bring forth and being able to see that people actually enjoy your music. You know, that's something that builds momentum and motivation within itself, because if you find that group of people that like your music, then obviously there's other groups of people out there in the world who are going to share the same, if not similar, interest in what you're doing. Another thing is my faith. I think, you know, with a strong faith in whatever it is that you believe in, that can definitely continue to encourage motivation. But not only that, but like with the bumps, and there's also people along the way that maybe don't share the same ideals or maybe don't believe in your product. You know, one of my focuses is when I run into people like that, it just makes me want to try that much more harder to be able to prove them wrong. And, you know, you call it self-pride, call it what you will, but that definitely is something that brings a lot of motivation to myself, you know, because I just believe in my product so very much that if there's those that speak out against it, I just want to be able to share with them and show them, you know, why I believe and love what I'm doing so much.
Yeah. And I think there is a great lesson in that. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with Ricky Jarman. We're talking to him not only about the success of his single, Mi Amor, his newest single already. I think it's close to 70,000 hits that it's been able to get on YouTube. But also, you know, what it's been like for him to see the way that his career has continued to be able to push upward, and also, of course, his support as well. You know, a big part of the way, and I read in an interview you did recently, Ricky, where you talked about this, social media is a big part of the way that you're able to help the world know what you're doing. What has that been like for you? Because you know, just like I know, it's very easy for people who know you to tell you, oh, you know, that's really good, you know, I really enjoyed that. What has it been like for you to have people who you've never met tell you how much they're loving your music? And I saw one girl on a YouTube set, it's one of her favorite songs of the summer. So what has that been like for you?
Well, that just like is, you know, it makes you feel so good to be able to see that people really appreciate what you're doing, you know. So it's an even greater feeling when you actually meet these people in person, but to know that there's people out there that don't even know who you are, I might not know who they are, but we share that same interest in the music, and whatever I'm saying in the song or however the song is being conveyed really hits home with those people. That means a lot, you know. That shows that there's people who have experienced or can relate to what you're sharing with the world. And, you know, that is definitely a major focus of my life, is to be able to share my life experiences through my music with people who actually enjoy what I'm doing.
Yeah. So for those who may have missed a previous conversation, and maybe they haven't heard the song of Mi Amor, let's talk about, first of all, where the idea for the song came about. Tell us a little bit about the inspiration for the song.
Well, the song is a happy-go-lucky, very fun song. It's called Mi Amor, and what that translates to in English is my love. And so it's about a guy and a girl kind of love story, and he just really wants her to know how important and how special she is. It talks about in the chorus how she needs no intro, and talking about like how the guy wants to make everything possible for the girl. You know, it's appropriate for the summer, too, because I'm sure everybody can relate to a moment, if not, numerous moments in their life where the summertime, they find this fling, they find this this crush, and they really hit it off. But maybe they don't live in the same locations, or maybe they have to depart back to regular life after their vacation's over. But somehow or another, they still want to keep that flame alive. And so it's a very flirtatious and fun song. So when people hear it, if they haven't heard it already, hopefully they can definitely agree with what I'm saying.
All right. Well, for those who have not heard it, we're going to give them the opportunity. Ricky, why don't you do us the honors and introduce it for us?
All right. Well, this is Mia Moore, written by Ricky Jarman, featuring both, and I hope you like it.
The heat is rising with the spotlight on us. Back it up right on me. Tonight is too chance. Me and more. Don't want the usual. I like it real hard. You think I'm funny, funny, baby. It's the way I are. Live it up. Breath away. Yeah, right, okay. Who am I kidding with these cheesy one-liners? Baby girl, I'm just trying to be beside you, trying to be behind you. I place too high, huh? Secret, what you think I meant? Get your mind out the gutter, girl, and drink your spritz. Do you need another? I'll order it. One sprint, one seller, two shots of this. Aight, baby girl, now back to us. Everything about you, I seem to love. But you never even told me what your name was. And to tell you the truth, it don't matter, cuz.
Jarman featuring both with Mia Moore here on Conversations Live 92.3 FM for our radio listeners and online around the world, thanks to blogtalkradio.com. We can't have this conversation with you, Ricky, without thinking about the song Do It and the great video for that. And then, of course, now you have Mia Moore and the great video for that. I want to talk about confidence because not everybody also has the confidence. I mean, do you feel as though, you know, what we're seeing, especially, you know, that comes out in these videos, is that really your, you know, just your regular conference level coming out, or is it just your love of the music coupled with being able to do this that makes you that, you know, that confident?
I would say it's a mixture of both. You know, I'm a very humble person, or at least I try to be. You know, I mean, that's not something that can be self-proclaimed, but I try to be as humble as I possibly can and, you know, just try to be nice to everybody. I will say that whenever I'm in the atmosphere of recording my music or doing music videos, you will see an added boost of confidence on camera that I may show in person because I'm just a very relaxed, very chill person. But I would say it's a mixture of both.
Okay. Because, you know, I think, you know, as you mentioned, you know, it is a fun song. You know, people look at the video. You definitely don't look shy on the video, you know. So, you know, I think you know, I think it really, you know, it's something about the atmosphere. One of the scenes in the video is actually a performance scene. So you're able to kind of get that whole vibe too. So when people hear music by Ricky Jarman, what do you hope they're able to take away from it? No matter what the song may be, when they hear your name connected to a song, what is it you hope they think about, Ricky?
Man, I hope that they know that I love to have fun and that, you know, I'm not someone who's trying to be so serious with my music that, you know, I shut everything else around me. Like, I want people to be able to relate to my music. And if they're doing that and they're having a good time, then that's really all that matters. You know, like, for instance, I have this new single I've been working on. I called the Make It Happen single, and we just shot a music video for that last week. So we're prepping to get everything squared away with that so we can release that in November. So, you know, just a little announcement, you know, I guess to make on the side about that. You know, people can definitely look for that on YouTube and Vivo come November and stuff. But basically just knowing that I love to have fun and just really let loose on camera.
Yeah. Well, you know, it definitely comes through and it's working for you, Ricky. So congratulations on that. Again, Ricky Jarman, everyone, is our guest. We've been talking to him not only about the love of music, but also his new single, Mi Amor, who you guys just heard there featuring both here on the program. Ricky, let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you and also how they can support the music.
Okay. Well, you can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram. Just type in Ricky Jarman, and that's J-A-R-M-A-N. You can also go to my website, which is www.officialrickyj.com. And definitely, you know, if you support what I'm doing, you like my music, I would definitely invite you to buy it on iTunes.
All right, so they can definitely do that. And when they watch the video, there's also the option there of being able to get it on Google Play as well for those of you who use Google, so make sure you guys keep that in mind as well. Ricky, congratulations to you, man, and congratulations also on the upcoming release in November. Looking forward to having you back to talk about it when it releases.
Oh, of course. I definitely appreciate it. Thank you so much for letting me be on the show again today. It's been a pleasure, and, you know, I can't go without giving a shout-out to my team. You know, definitely thanking my live band, my manager, along with, you know, all those who help out with whether it be choreography, videography, marketing. You know, I'm thankful for my whole team. So thank you all.
Well, you know what, I know they appreciate it as well. Again, everyone, Ricky Jarman has been our guest. The new single is Mi Amor, available right now on iTunes and also on Google Play, so make sure you guys do check it out. And also the video is on YouTube as well, so you guys can make sure you go there, take a look, give it a like, and also, of course, help Ricky by helping to spread the word by sharing it with your friends on social media as well. For those of you who came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com, conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. You can go to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. We tagged Ricky on Facebook and Twitter as well, so you'll be able to find his Twitter handle on our page as well as his Facebook fan page as well. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for tuning into this edition of our show. You guys make it a great one.